Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
Jeremy from the Berry Hotels here. Hello, Jeremy.
Welcome. Morning, guys. How are we?
And it's a bit of a full house here. Lockie Winnell's in the studio.
Yeah, great to be here. Happy Friday.
Whitey's here as well.
We are social distancing, guys, I swear.
Happy Friday.
Day two beers at quarter to
nine.
Yeah,
I like Brooke. This.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, not a bad workplace.
Good hazing right there.
Not a bad workplace at all. All right. So how it works is Jeremy has a can. He's got it in his hands now, but it's in a paper bag.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what it is. We all turn around and don't cheat because there are reflective surfaces in this.
I'm no cheater. It's fine.
Turn around, listen to the crack, and then we will guess what it is.
Now, I'm not the only one with the bag.
No.
He's brought his own.
What's that?
He's holding it up like a trophy.
What beer is that, Whitey?
An alcoholic one.
Oh. I tried. Sorry.
Are we going to do a no bonus guess, and we'll do a like a tandem crack then?
Ooh.
Do you actually want to? Yeah. Do you want to forfeit your guess for Jeremy's can? Do them both at the same time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Wonderful.
Stereo crack.
Stereo crack.
All right. Let's turn around.
Turning around.
Not watching at all.
Close your eyes.
No cheating.
You kind of want to watch a stereo crack though, don't you, Lockie?
You're going to have to.
Closer to the mic, mate.
Oh, that was a good one.
Satisfying. Are they away?
Mine is.
Yep.
Okay. Turn around.
All right.
Okay, that made it way harder.
I'm not the one who works in radio and while you were standing a foot and a half away from the microphone.
I've never cracked a beer in here before, guys.
He's trying to keep it away from the $100,000 worth of equipment we got in here.
Now we get the first question. Is it imported or domestic?
Well, I was thinking about that and I don't really bring many imported beers. I'm a bit patriotic when it comes to our beers, so it's a domestic.
Yeah, good.
We've got too many good beers.
Okay.
Now, my guest this week, Scudder, before I get you in trouble, have you said where you're moving to?
I've said the city where I'm moving to.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's my guess.
I'm going to Melbourne.
This is a Melbourne bitter stitch-up.
Melbourne bitter stitch-up.
This is the only thing topical I can think of the week. Brooke, if you're unaware, Melbourne bitter is a bit of an ongoing thing we have going on with Candy Cracket.
Okay. Their marketing's been superb in the last 40 years.
Yeah, they haven't released anything since 1960. Same branding. that's the only thing I can think of this week. Unless it's one of these mix. What's that other? Mix and match. No, mismatch.
Mismatch. Mixmatch.
I'm going to go Melbourne bitter.
Melbourne bitter. All right, locked in. Whitey, you want to have a go? Sorry. Whitey forfeits his guess. No. What's Whitey's beer? Is that imported or domestic?
It's definitely domestic.
Okay, good. I think...
Retro? Retro?
Major hint, it is an SA brew.
I thought he might have got a Melbourne bitter.
I thought it was a can of Fit-Aid, that stuff he drinks every day to go to the gym.
It's pre-workout.
But it doesn't smell like Fit-Aid, so it's definitely a beer.
I know you're into your little boutique-y kind of things, but I can't really think of... we were talking about Prancing Pony, though, the other day, so it might be one of those. Chuck in a Prancing Pony something for Whitey's. And I'm going to go for Jeremy's. I'm going to go... VB, the green can.
Oh, all right. I have a limited knowledge on beers. Jeremy.
Do you drink beer?
No.
No.
I know what the labels look like on some of them.
That's how I pick the race horses.
Yeah.
Same thing, right?
Yeah, right.
So Jeremy's, I'm going Great Northern Super Crisp.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Whitey's, I'm going for a good old Red Tin. West End.
Oh.
That's my guess.
Okay, good. Yeah. Strong.
I haven't actually guessed Whitey's yet, so I'll say Southwark.
It's close. Same marketing as Melbourne Bitter, realistically, isn't it, Whitey?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, no, you're not giving me any clues.
You can go first. I'll be a gentleman.
So this is a... it is a Red Tin, but... it's a West End Light.
No, they're not back.
Wow.
Where did this come from?
It's a listener white... may have donated it to me. It is a vintage West End.
Wow. You shouldn't have cracked that.
I was going to say, you should have eBayed that. You might have got $40.
It should be in a museum.
This is game changing for Candy Crackers.
Frothing more
He's
than that.
Bended
right
knee.
Now.
I'm trying to find a date on it.
Proposing to it almost.
It's pre-used by date.
Really?
It'd still be good.
Lasts for 100 years. I'm gonna give Brooke that because she did say
I'll
Red
take
Tin.
That.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you that. Well done.
Yeah, it's West End. Yeah, done well. Well, that's two from two because I got a VB.
No! Amazing. Wow. Scenes. Thank you, Jeremy.